Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Oh, is this Lil Waylon on a TV-themed Thursday? Lil Dukes of Hazzard? Okay. A big one coming up tonight down in the borough at the Murphy Center as the Blue Raiders, our Blue Raiders of MTSU, will take on Liberty, their head coach. Nick McDevitt is on the line with us now. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well this morning. Thanks for having me on.
I know, like, on a day like this, I mean, game day's got to be exciting no matter what, but knowing that, you know, this is a big rival, a big a conference game with a lot on the line, you got to feel a little extra something going into this one, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, it's what you do all year, you know, to put yourself in positions like this. You know, you want to be playing for championships in March. You know, when you get your team together in the summer prior, this is what you talk about, is being able to put yourself in a position to win a regular season championship and then also win your tournament. And we're fortunate enough to be in this spot. Our guys have been playing well as of late. And, you know, here we are in the last couple of days of the regular season with a chance to win a regular season championship in a really good league. You know, our league has done really well this year in non-conference play before league play started. And as a result, you know, we're one of the top 10 leagues in the country right now. The KenPom rankings have us like the ninth best league in the country, right behind the A-10 and right in front of the American. And so when you talk about being in a spot to win a league like that, you've had to play some good ball, and Liberty has done that. Jacksonville State has done that, and obviously so have we, and we're all three in a position fighting it out over the last couple of days here.
You saw them. It was your second conference game. It was early January, and they got you at their place. Can you take a lot away from the first meeting, or do you look at your team and how much it's changed since then, and obviously how much they've changed since then, and so you kind of look at this, you know, like it's a brand new game?
Chase, is a great question, a great point, a little bit of both. You know, the way the conference schedule played out, these guys, Liberty and FIU, are our first two games of the conference season, and they're also the last two. There are others, obviously, because of that there's only about four or five games in between the two meetings, so there's not a whole lot of change between what you're running, what they're running, who's playing, who's not, what the rotation looks like. But with this one, it is different. You know, for one, that was a long time ago. Number two, rotations tend to change a little bit. Obviously, we've got Kamari Lands back from injury, who did not play in that game, nor did he play in the first 9 or 10 conference games. So there's some similarities that you'll take. Obviously, Coach McKay isn't going to change, you know, the way he does things. They've always been really stingy on the defensive end of the floor. He's got really good offensive skilled players. And so they're a tough out. They're a tough team to beat. So there are some things that we'll take away from that first meeting and adjust to. But at the same time, you know, neither is really reinventing the wheel here.
We're talking to Coach Nick McDevitt at MTSU. Big game tonight versus Liberty down at Murphy Center. All right, Coach, I went to the Western game you guys won, and the crowd that day just fueled your team. What do you need to see from the crowd tonight?
A lot of the same. A lot of the same. It was a great crowd. Lots of folks from, you know, Murfreesboro and the Mid-State were there. And our players feed off of it. They see it. They hear them. And to your point, games like that, we feed off of it. These games are tight. You know, you look at scores, not just this league, but around the country this time of year when it's teams tussling for seeding in their postseason tournament or tussling for that conference championship, they're close. The games are tight. And so every detail matters on the court. And the crowd can help with those kind of things as well. They're 1 and 2 possession games, and any advantage that you can get that either hurts the opponent or helps yourself, we'll take it. So need a big crowd here tonight.
All right, Coach, you guys have won 5 of your last 6. You seem to be peaking at the right time. Is that a bunch of, like, nonsense when people talking about that? Because I sense you guys are just rising at the right time. And is this where you want your team to be as you head into March?
Absolutely. I think there is such a thing as having momentum. The biggest thing I think this time of year, you want to be playing well. You know, when you're searching for answers and trying to scheme up new things to do offensively, changing up what you're doing defensively, you're probably not in a great spot. You know, you're searching. Right now, if you're kind of on the side of honing in on some things, being a little bit more detail-oriented, cleaning up some things around the edges, to me, that's where you want to be. You're not always going to get the result, but you do want to be playing well as you approach the end of the season, and particularly going into tournament play. To your point, we're 5-1 over our last six, won our last four road games. We don't have any more of those this year. They're either at home or neutral at this point. But I do feel like we're playing well, and we're playing through mistakes and playing through missed shots. And that's, to me, the other part that you want to see. We got two great wins out at UTEP and New Mexico State, and we didn't shoot it particularly well in either game. But our guys kept playing and defending and rebounding through missed shots and didn't let not making shots affect their defensive energy. And that's going to happen during some stretches when you get in tournament play. You may go a 5-minute period, a 10-minute period, maybe even a half without making a ton of shots. And if you're relying on shooting your way to a championship, you're probably not going to get there. You're going to have those moments. So you got to be able to battle through that stuff. And I think our guys did that on the road. Obviously, you'd want to shoot it well in your own gym, which we have here tonight. But at the same time, I think we're playing through adverse situations right now.
When you have a game that, like tonight, that's on national TV throughout the country, do you make a big deal of that, or you just tell the guys it's just go out and play 40 minutes and get the job done? Because I think it's a great thing you guys are on national TV tonight.
It's terrific. It showcases Murfreesboro. It showcases MTSU. It's not just about our program, but everything we've got going here at Middle Tennessee. But at the same time, once that game starts, you got to get focused on what you're doing in that moment, whether it's on the offensive end, the defensive end, and the chips will fall where they will. You just want to not get distracted. You know, this time of year, we're not only playing for a championship today, but on Saturday as well. Saturday's the last home game. It's senior day. So there's all kinds of things that can get your mind and your attention elsewhere, whether it's family members, making sure mom and dad and grandma got their travel situation right and their tickets. Do they have their hotel room? When are we going to dinner? And all of a sudden, you forget about the most important thing in those moments, and that's the ball game.
Right.
And so I think it's important that you enjoy that stuff. Know that you're on national TV. Know that you've got two big home games. But at the same time, we've got to get our players focused on the task at hand, and that's defending Liberty and figuring out a way to score against that stingy defense they have.
Coach Nick McDevitt is on the line with us from MTSU. They take on Liberty tonight at the Murphy Center down in Murfreesboro. We've talked about on our show, Coach, that college basketball has been so compelling this year, whether it's watching you guys or obviously, the SEC, that tournament coming to Nashville and, potentially having 13 teams in the tournament this year. And so to me, college basketball is back. But I look at your league. You just mentioned the strength of your league of Conference USA, and I want more. I know you want more. Obviously, I want to see you guys get in. But, Jacksonville State, Liberty, I mean, there are a lot of deserving schools. I mean, are we at that point where college basketball is getting so competitive that maybe that conversation that people don't necessarily want to have about expanding the field really needs to happen?
Well, I think it's a good point. I think for me, expansion is one thing, and I'm not against it. Actually, I would be for a slight expansion. It hasn't happened in decades, and yet we've added, almost 100 teams since the last time that it did. On the flip side, I'm not in favor of doubling the size of the tournament,
sure,
per se, for instance, and now you just water down the product. Right now, the NCAA tournament is an unbelievable time of year product. Everybody tunes into it. So you don't want to, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thought process. But if there is a way to make it a little better, particularly, the first round games in Dayton, if there was a way to boost that a little bit, do you have two different sites? You know, do you have almost an East Coast and a West Coast first round, so to say, to where, you know, there's one out in, you know, Denver or something out in the other portion of the United States, and there's one in Dayton to where you're adding eight more teams, perhaps getting to 76. You know, to your point, it's just such a good product right now. There's so many good teams out there, not just in our league, but others. And you know, it's the best time of year. It really is. And that's why so many people tune into it. So you don't want to water it down to where it ruins what we've got. But I think if there's a way that the powers that be can make it even better, then I'd be all for it.
That's awesome. We're talking to MTSU head basketball coach Nick McDevitt. Coach, two things real quick. Thank you for doing this, because very rarely do we get a coach on game day. So thank you for taking time out to do this. Secondly, like, how do you go about it? Like, what are you going to do at 1 o'clock today? I mean, you got a huge game tonight. How do you relax? Can you relax? Are you watching tape all day? What's your approach up until game, until you arrive at the arena this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm one that, as opposed to, you know, going to the office and then, you know, going back home, taking a nap, relaxing, then turn around and go back, I'm more the reverse. So for us, it'll be about a 1 o'clock, 1:15 shoot around. And then, you know, we'll eat our pregame meal at 2:30. And then after that pregame meal, we always eat 4 hours prior to our tip. And so once that's over, the guys will start working their way back over to the arena kind of on their own time. And then we'll tip it up and play. But, you know, you try to relax as much as possible. You don't want to, you know, squeeze yourself so hard all day that you're worn out before the ball goes in the air, both to me as coaches, but particularly the players. You know, you got to try to have a pulse on them is the most important thing. If that you find themselves tense, tight, a little, you know, too uptight early, you got to find a way to relax them. And then the opposite is true as well. If they're too laid back, you got to go the other way. But our players have had a really good demeanor about them over the last couple of weeks, and I suspect they will here tonight.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight, and finish strong Saturday too. This is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and I hope we're having a lot more conversations with you this year, because I really like your team.
That sounds great. I'm all for it.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Coach Nick McDevitt, head coach at MTSU. You can hear their game against Liberty tonight on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, with Chip Walters getting things started at 6 o'clock and then the tip at 6:30. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and the Totally Hits app and at TotallyHitsNashville.com.
There you go. When Murphy Center's packed, that's a fun place.
Oh, yeah.
The Western Kentucky game that day was packed, and the guys fed off of that energy and won the game, and hopefully it's packed again tonight. That, when I was in college, and you know, you were there, not so much when you were there, but in the 70s, 80s, and kind of 90s, that place was packed and loud.
Well, so, I can remember when I was there, they played Tennessee. Tennessee played at the Murphy Center, and Bruce was still at Tennessee, and Kermit, obviously. And I just remember Bruce had the orange blazer on. Kermit wore the blue blazer. I mean, it was a great basketball game. Tennessee, you know, ended up winning, but I mean, Middle gave him a game, and that was the loudest and the most packed that I remember.
That's very cool, man.
From being there. But yeah, so it was awesome. But speaking of basketball, how about this? The Vandy women's team taking on the Lady Vols coming up in just a few minutes in the SEC tournament is that they will get underway. And so,
where can I hear that game?
That's going to be a good one. You can hear that on 94.9 The Fan.
I love it.
Our man, Jake Lyman, on the call.
Good.
So Jake Wallman producing, Jake Lyman on the call. How about that?
Great,
the Jake and Jake show. It is the Chase and Big Joe show. We'll have more coming up next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.